This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have a dream partner or date that you're looking for, that you're hoping to seduce with these accordion hands?
Cameron, I am very specific at what I am looking for, darling, and that is a pulse.
I think I've heard my mom talk about her sex life to me like 3 times.
As far as I know, they've had sex 4 times and it resulted in 4 children.
My parents are openly talking about it all the time. It's disgusting.
Welcome to Sex Talk with my mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm Karen Lee Potter.
My mother is a self-proclaimed sex expert, cougar, and the world's oldest living millennial.
And my son is a self-proclaimed stand-up comic, mime, clown, and past contestant on America's Got Talent as a human fountain.
Together we chat about sex. Why do we do this, Mom?
We like to break down those barriers.
About what anyone can talk about.
But especially sex.
And also we want to give you a sex tip and a laugh along the way.
Definitely a laugh, that's for sure. And today is no exception.
Yes. Today we have an incredible guest on the show. We're going to get into it a little bit later. Before we do that, I want to say welcome to any new listener. If you haven't listened to this before, we were just on the Megyn Kelly show, Megyn Kelly Today, and we had a wild time, so he found us through that. Thank you guys very much for coming on board and listening. You are now part of the family.
That's what I was going to say. You took the words right out of my mouth. You are part of the Sex Talk with My Mom family. We have so many great things that we want to share with you, and I welcome you. Please make sure to listen to all the past episodes. If you go through, there's 3 years of great episodes.
And also,
they don't have to be listened to in order.
Also, we have a hotline that you can call into and leave us a voicemail or text. It's called Yes Text Mom. That's our number. You just type that into your phone, save it, give us a call. We love hearing from you guys. And on Mondays, we have a Monday morning after show, like the Monday morning after pill. And we get to respond to all of your comments and questions related to sex and relationships in any episode you've heard.
And you know what I say? Welcome aboard. Ahoy, matey.
Ahoy. Couple little things. We do this podcast for free from the bottom of our hearts. We would love it if you supported us a little bit by leaving us a review on the iTunes store. Even if it's just a word or two. We really appreciate it, and it helps us show up higher in the search engine optimization.
Yes, we've learned a lot about that lately.
Also, we got an awesome review. I'd like to thank this person.
Okay, go for it.
This is by, the person's name is Twilight Zone. This person said, great, 5 stars. And then the subject is, ranging from educational to entertaining, this podcast offers a lot of variety and 2 very fun hosts. I've learned a lot from this podcast that I wish I had been learning my whole life. Thanks, guys.
Wow, those kind of things make me feel so good.
It's so sweet. I can't. This is an amazing thing to read, that someone wants to actually. They wish they would have been listening to this their whole life.
That's pretty incredible. So, you guys, if you're just joining us now for the first time, start listening.
If you'd like to support us financially, you could do so at patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. It really helps us keep the show running and me eating. Yeah. So thank you very much to all of our patrons who have already donated to us. It's even $5 goes a long way for me.
I hear you. Yes. And all the money goes directly to Cam. None of it goes to me.
All right. We don't need to, share the details on that, but that is actually what happens. You could also, very exciting news, we have merch. We have awesome t-shirts that we had a custom illustrator create. It's hilarious. And
you want to describe it a little bit?
It looks like they're cartoons, basically, of me in my costume and you, my mother, in
my little cougar garb.
In her cougar garb, and it comes on a gray t-shirt, and they're super soft and comfortable, and they're only $25, and it's another way to help us out and support the show.
So for those of you guys who don't know, Cam was on America's Got Talent as part of a little, I would say it's like a Blue Man Group type of.
Yes, we've been told we are similar to the Marx Brothers or the Three Stooges. It's basically a physical comedy act
where he spits water into other guys' mouths and they spit it back to him.
We're called the Human Fountains because we are a fountain, basically, made of humans.
Yes, but the reason I brought that up is that on America's Got Talent, you met some very diverse characters, and one of them was Vicky, who is now, what is she?
She just performed in the finals of America's Got Talent, which was last night. And Vicky Barbalek, you can check her out in a previous episode. I think it was two episodes ago. We had a great time chatting with her. We love chatting with these comedians. And this episode is no exception. We bring on another contestant that I've met along the way. His name is Hans. And if you have not watched America's Got Talent, check out our Instagram, Sex Talk with My Mom, or check out his Instagram at Accordion Hans.
So you can get a visual of what he looks like, because he looks like something out of, I don't know what. It's hard to explain.
He's kind of like a German drag queen, yeah. But he plays the accordion.
And it's hilarious.
He's decked out in like very boisterous makeup and sequins and wears a feather cap.
And the accent is outrageous.
So here's the deal with Hans. He is a self-proclaimed international superstar, sex symbol, and accordionist. He is a little, would you say, confident?
I would say he's a little flamboyant.
He is very,
very
flamboyant.
Eccentric.
Eccentric, and also is a little high on himself. However, his alter ego, Matt Gilbertson, is a wonderful man as well. And we get the chance to talk to both of them.
Yeah.
But basically Matt and his character Hans on this podcast. So the first half you'll hear Hans, who, the international sex symbol. And then the second half you'll hear from Matt, the actor who plays Hans.
Cam, did you have any kind of, it seemed like you had like a sexual thing going on between you and him.
You know, I had a feeling.
There was like a vibe going on.
During this interview or during America's Got Talent?
I'm sensing both right now.
Yes, he was pretty overt. Hans was during America's Got Talent. We were trapped in a room for a week together where they just had cameras on us the whole time. It felt like Big Brother. And, you know, you can't help but forge connections with people. And some of these connections were sexual and others not. And I think there was a love triangle that formed. And it's explained in this interview that we did with him.
Yeah, so without further ado, we're not going to give too much away.
Can I just say one more thing? Stick around to the end. I thought we had an awesome discussion with Matt about doing drag and how that appears in the gay community. So we get some information, but we also have a lot of fun. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode.
And for those of you who don't know, I, for some reason, have taken to singing us into every episode. And this today is how I will sing to you. And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the drag queens from Berlin, Germany.
Wow. You got the rhyme, but I don't know if the tune stayed there.
Okay. I got the rhyme, though.
All right. You did well. Enjoy this episode. Hans, welcome to the show.
Oh, my God. Cameron, Karen Lee, what an honor. Hello, honeys.
It is truly our honor to have you on the show. I can't believe such an international superstar would take the time to talk with us.
And I've never heard... And apparently a sexual superstar as well.
He is an international...
Sex symbol, darling. But, you know, honeys, this is my act of charity for the year. At the end of the year, at Christmas time, when they look back on 2018 and they'll say to me, Hans, what did you do for other people? I'm going to mention this podcast.
Yeah.
Very nice. Thank you very much, Hans.
I'm really hoping that you're able to inspire and instill some wisdom into our listeners about how to become the sex symbol that you are.
Yes. Yes, honey. I think, you know, it's from within, Cameron. Something that I think I would like to tap into with you, darling. I mean, we met on the set of a wonderful television program called America's Got Talent. And I have to say, Cameron and his four friends were an absolute highlight of my time there. They were beautiful boys. I may have walked away with a few crushes. That's true.
Oh, was one of them Cam?
One of them was Cam. I think you know who my other favorite one is. Let's be real.
Who I would like to know.
It's I imagine Joel. It was.
Oh, Joel.
I thought you were going to talk about Simon Cowell.
You know, I'm through with him, Cameron. I mean, the minute I got voted off, I thought, I don't have to put up this charade anymore. Gosh, I was doing something that I've done with many boyfriends in the past. I was using him, Cameron. I was using him to get further in the competition, and it worked.
Oh my God, you were going up the whole hierarchy? You were doing was there a Me Too thing going on with you and him?
Well, hopefully he doesn't press charges.
Do you think that your flirtations were well received by him?
You should have seen the DMs I was getting, Cameron. That's all I'll say. That's all I'll say, darling.
You're getting some DMs from Simon Cowell.
He slid into my DMs, as the kids say these days.
I mean, I imagine you were getting a lot of DMs and a lot of people coming up to you trying to, you know, either bed you or be in a relationship with you.
You know, you would think that, but unfortunately, not one dick pic, can I say this? What is the point of going on a reality TV show if nobody's going to try to exploit you? Okay? I'm furious.
Well, we could send you some if you'd like.
Can you? Seriously? Please.
Yes, Hans. I get one every morning. I mean, it's like a wake-up call.
Forward them to me. Karen Lee, it's accordion Hans. My DMs are open. And so
I was
going to
ask you. I was going to ask you about the accordion hands because...
No, accordion hands.
Oh, okay.
His name is Hans.
I thought you have accordion hands as well. I bet you do.
Well, I do have... I have the hands and my name is Hans. You see what...
There you go. I was going to ask you about that. I ask you about, are you sexually, skilled because of those hands that, you know, you play the accordion, so then makes you much more, good at playing other parts of a body?
I think probably I'm tactile, darling, but I'm not sure if the accordion is attracting the right people, darlings. It seems to be a repellent, I would say. I don't know why. It's a very soothing sounding instrument, darling.
It is.
It's a new, a new sexual experience. It's piano that you hold.
Correct. Correct. And it's a bit, you know, you can't see what you're doing. So it's a bit like Braille, you know, you really have to feel your way around the box.
Around the box? Okay. Now we're getting sexual.
Do you have a dream partner or date that you're looking for, that you're hoping to seduce with these accordion hands?
Cameron, I am very specific at what I am looking for, darling. And that is a pulse.
That bar is set
sometimes
high.
Not even that, darling. Sometimes, you know, they say beggars can't be choosers. Well, let me tell you something. Buskers can't be choosers either. And I am the living example of that, darlings.
I mean, on the street, do people come up to you asking to go out on dates with you or no?
Sometimes it's more a case of me, I don't want to say forcing myself onto people, but that is what's happening.
You do?
You know, I'm kind of just putting it out there, giving them the option, darlings.
Oh, let me ask you, I'd like to go back to the beginning. How did you learn about sex, being you are the sexual superstar?
Well, Karen Lee, honey, I am European, darlings. You know, it's kind of just inbuilt with us. I don't know if you've ever watched a lot of foreign films, darlings, but we are raised on this kind of air of sensuality, darlings. I mean, it's practically children's entertainment where I come from, darlings. You know, it's not something we shy away from in Europe. It's embraced. Boys and boys, girls and girls, And sometimes even boys and girls, although that kind of disgusts me.
Yes.
Speaking of boys and girls and girls, do you have a particular proclivity or preference?
What exactly is the question there?
do you like boys or girls or both?
Well, you know, up until now, it's been only boys. I have been a gold card carrying vagina decliner. However, on America's Got Talent, I met a lovely woman by the name of Tyra Banks. And all I can say is, to everything, turn. Oh. Maybe I'm, you know, she's making me feel things.
Switch sides.
I haven't felt like this since, well, high school. And we all had an experimental time then, didn't we, darlings? Cameron?
Didn't we? Well, of course we did.
I would like to hear more about your high school experiences.
Well, honey.
Yeah,
I would
as well.
The first time you crack open a box of wine, darling, sometimes hands wander, eyes look across the room, you know, it's an experimental time for everyone. And I remember when I was in high school, the music at the time was, you know, Spice Girls, Aqua, Backstreet Boys. And I mean, if that doesn't put you in the mood, nothing will, let's be honest.
I could not agree with you more.
I mean, I imagine as the sex symbol that you are, you have some crazy sex stories. What is your craziest sexual encounter?
You know, Cameron, it's been so long that I can barely remember it, darlings. I've been very career orientated this year, darlings. It's just been work for me. Where is it going wrong, do you think? Do you think the glitter is putting people off?
No, I think it's a good look for you.
Do you have any people you could set me up with?
Maybe Joel.
Okay, let's talk about Joel.
So, wait, we need to talk about this because a lot of the listeners do not know who you are. They don't know, you know, where you're from, and they don't know who Joel and Cam's boys are. The people are just like tuning in for the first time. They don't know that Cam was part of the Human Fountains, and Joel is one of them. And did Joel ever spit water into your mouth?
And by the way, for those who don't know what the Human Fountains are, it was a comedy act that was on America's Got Talent. And on America's Got Talent, we were able to meet the beloved Hans, who is here right now with us.
Yes.
So it did seem like there was this burgeoning romance occurring on set between you and the rest of the Human Fountains, primarily me and Joel.
Well, we met in the second round of the show, which is called Judge Cuts. And a little bit of background information. It's basically like Orange is the New Black. It's prison, basically. They have you locked up in a neon cell for hours on end. And like prison, you end up falling in love with whoever's around.
And the fellow
that
inmates.
That particular week, it happens to be the beautiful Human Fountains. And I saw them kind of, you know, spitting into each other's mouth, exchanging fluids. I can say that, darlings.
And did you find that to be a turn on?
Yes, I did. I did. I know many people have said the opposite, but maybe once again, Karen Lee, it's the European in me, darling.
back to that.
Hans, I'd like to interject here. I'm so happy you said that because last night I went on a date, and it was the second date with someone, and this person told me she had checked out my spinning videos, and she thought it was extremely gross.
Okay. Did she kiss you?
She did not.
Did she kiss you?
I think there was a reason for that. No.
Well, that's what I want to know. That now they know where that mouth has been. Is it kind of turning people on, turning people off? Because I will say this, though, about the Human Fountains. They're very hygienic boys. I saw them taking their multivitamins. There was a lot of mouthwash. Yep. They are very respectful, okay?
That must have been all Cam's doing. Because
I was forcing it upon them.
I personally think they're a bunch of filthy animals.
We are.
He was very diligent. And I mean, if you're going to go hook up with somebody at a nightclub for 3 hours, I think that's probably more gross than, you know, what you lot were doing.
Thank you. So, I completely agree.
It's art, for God's sakes. It's theater.
Yeah, but wait a second. The human fountains were doing both. They were hooking up at the nightclub and they were spinning. So
there it is, honey. Who is the biggest womanizer in the human fountains?
It was Cam, of course.
Of course, Cameron. Yeah.
Yes.
No,
that's saying
not at
something,
all.
Isn't it? That is saying something of the very low standard for the other boys.
Do you know, while you were falling in love with me and the rest of the fountains, there was also a burgeoning romance occurring between me and another one of our contestants.
Vicky, was it?
No, it was not Vicky Barbalack.
Who?
There was a certain jump roper.
Well, she was very popular. I don't know how much we should be talking about this, but I do think there were people that were there that had their eye on her as well.
Oh, yeah. Even
a bit of
the
gossip,
human...
darlings.
Yeah.
But who cares? Oh, we're off the show now.
We could talk about it. Even within the human fountains, there was competition for the certain jump roper.
But what about my dancing girls? Did either of them, were they exciting to anybody in the human fountains?
Oh, of course. But yes, they intimidated
they
all of us too much.
Well. They intimidated. What is that about? Maybe that's why I'm single. Am I intimidating people? Is my blinding beauty too much for people? You don't think so? Okay, thank you. Thank you, Cameron.
And sorry to interrupt the conversation, but we need to take a quick commercial break to thank our sponsors.
Cam, are you losing your hair?
My hairline might be receding, yes.
And what are you going to do about this? I don't mean to laugh.
I actually went to Keeps.com.
What is that?
Keeps makes these hair loss prevention medications that they will prescribe to you. I spent 5 minutes. I answered a few questions.
What type of medications are you talking about?
These are the generic versions of the two most common FDA-approved hair loss prevention medications.
Awesome.
So it's for men who have hair, but they see it's kind of like thinning or it's falling out. So
and they want to keep it. I get it.
There it is. I had a very simple time getting these medications. And
so you don't have to go in and get a doctor to prove it.
You don't have to go into a doctor's office. But Keeps has doctors that will review your information and then prescribe you the right treatment for you. I mean, this is the best part of the whole thing. And then it's much cheaper. It's only like $1 a day.
Well, I knew that would be right up your alley.
Very up my alley.
What about your friends? I thought that...
My friends love these medications. Oh, they literally swear by these things.
That's perfect.
Yeah. So to receive your first month of treatment for free, go to keeps.com/mom. That's KEEPS.com/mom. That's a free month of treatment at keeps.com/mom.
Keeps, hair today, hair tomorrow. Where specifically did you grow up?
I grew up in a wonderful town called Berlin, currently. Have you heard of it?
Oh, I have.
Yes, it's in a place called Germany. It's very kind of, it's arty, darlings. They used to be well, now that the walls come down, yes, it is. When I was growing up, darlings, honey, it could be an oppressive place, but Germany in the last few decades has really kind of come out of its skin, and concurrently, so did I, darlings. More glitter, more feathers, more sparkle, and now I've been released into the wild. The wild being the United States of America.
I feel very bad for America. I mean, I don't know if they can handle you.
Yeah, you know, I think
apparently
we got to put videos up
because
they
voted for some damn, you know, ripoff of the White Stripes over me on that show. So I'm over it. I'm not bitter. But maybe if I was pregnant, I'd still be there. No, that's okay. It's fine. I'm over it. Can you hear in my voice? I'm totally cool with it.
How did you come? Like, how did they find you? And you were walking around the streets of Berlin. How did they come and like say we'd like you to come on America's Got Talent?
Well, they found me on the internet, darlings, I believe. I was performing at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, which is a huge arts festival in Scotland. And after that is when I heard from them.
So you were performing. So what is your performance all about, since a lot of people haven't seen it?
So there's a band, there's me on the accordion, there's dancing, it's kind of cabaret, it's comedy, there's a bit of audience participation. It is, and I've said it before and I will say it again, Karen Lee, it's a Beyoncé spectacular on a Demi Lovato budget. Of course, that joke worked a lot better a few months ago.
By the way, can you describe a little bit about what you wear during this performance?
Well, look, on America's Got Talent, I was a fan of a bit of a glitter jumpsuit. Hot pants are my go-to as well. And, you know, because we're talking here, mothers and sons, Karen Lee, can I tell you, all of my costumes are handcrafted by my very own mother.
Oh, that's no so way. Precious.
How does your mom respond to all of this?
Listen, she's a monster. I mean, she's kind of the stage mother everybody dreams of. Have you ever seen I, Tonya? She's like the mum in that.
Oh, that's a wonderful mother.
She's Germany's auntie to Patsy Ramsey, darling. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
She's pushed and pushed and pushed me. She always kind of, you know, when I was growing up, she wanted publicity stunts. You know, she was always making me do. Even a few weeks ago, she wanted me to go cave diving in Thailand just for a publicity opportunity, darlings.
So when you came out as Hans, you know, this was clearly you came out as something. There was a coming up process for us.
Cameron, I'm going to tell you something that may come as a shock. I never had to sit my mother down and tell her. There's something you should know. I mean, what could it possibly be? No, I never did. A lot of my friends had to. I never did. And I will say I've been very, very lucky to have both my mother and my father. They've been very supportive. When I was doing my shows early on, my dad would work the spotlight. Mom always, she still makes the costumes. They came to the Dolby Theater. They flew from overseas to watch me at the finals. Wow. But I think it's important for boys especially to be close to their moms, don't you think?
I 100% agree with you, of course.
I also agree with you.
Well, obviously. Hello.
You are on Sex Talk with My Mom, after all.
Well, indeed.
Did you have a sex talk with your parents?
No, they still think I'm a virgin.
Wait, I thought you were.
Well, it's been so long that it's grown back.
What has grown back?
Okay, my chastity belt.
I think we should take this opportunity. Hans, I heard that your twin brother is over there.
Oh, God. You don't want to talk to him, do you?
Yes, we do.
I would love to talk to Matt if he's around.
I want to know what it was like growing up with Hans.
Cameron,
so the only way we
Karen
talk
Lee,
Matt.
I bid you adieu. Yes. And all I can say is I apologize for this person who's about to come on this show. He's an embarrassment. He's an embarrassment to Berlin.
I don't want to even be in the same room
as him. He's an embezzler. He's taken all of my money.
Oh, my God. That's such a horrible thing to do to a twin brother.
Yes, yes. He's hideous.
And you guys, you live together, so...
I will not be seen in the same room as this man, Cameron. We share nothing but the same underwear.
Well, perfect. We can't wait to chat with him. So it was very nice talking with you.
Yeah, Hans, you are a gem of a person. I can't wait to learn more about your proclivities and things that you do.
Karen Lee, Cameron, this has been my absolute contractual obligation. Thank you so much, darling. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Or as they say, a Wiedersehen.
Indeed. Oh, she's picking up the language. I love it.
Ich liebe dich.
Indeed. Well, honey.
Ich liebe dich means I love you. What are you
it
talking
does.
About?
I know. It sounds like it means something else.
So is Matt over there?
Oh, hi. Oh, it's so different. How are you?
Oh, God.
Matt, thank you for joining us. It must be crazy living with Hans.
Oh, you know, world famous.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry you had to deal with him. But thank you for having him on. He's desperate for the publicity.
How do you spend so much time with him? Is he trying to constantly steal your spotlight?
An alter ego can be a bitch to live with. I will tell you that. sometimes after I have a few drinks, he kind of comes out in conversation and people just become, you know, hi, honey, and all of that kind of stuff. But he's been very good to me as well.
Where did he even come from?
So I played classical piano growing up. That was my thing, and did kind of dance classes and all of that. And I think when I was, you know, a teenage boy, I thought I'm going to be a pop star like everybody does. And when I left school, I got an accordion from my piano teacher.
I've heard that accordions are like one of the hardest instruments to play, and that you actually have to start as a kid if you really want to become like a professional accordionist. Yeah, well, is that true?
Well, maybe that means I should actually try some other instruments. If the others are simple in comparison, God. Look, I think the difficult things is kind of you're basically doing three things at once. You're kind of moving the accordion, and then you're trying to play one side and the other side. So it's kind of it's that kind of coordination. But in terms of how Hans came about, I was busking. I'd been busking for about 5 or 6 weeks.
What is busking?
It's street performing.
Yeah, street performance. Okay. Oh, do they not use the term busking in America?
It's a different, no one uses that over here.
I never heard of that before.
Really?
I'm very familiar with busking, but no one else does.
Oh, okay.
I would perform kind of in the street and put my, you know, case out, and people would throw money. And back then, you know, I just left school, so I was much more attractive than I am now. And people would throw money. It was great. I actually loved it. But also you could kind of, what I think was good busking-wise is you could kind of watch people all day long. And, you know, you could pick up on people's behaviors and just kind of observe people. And I think a lot of that helped with kind of creating Hans, because I mean, my act really is, I mean, the singing and dancing is kind of one part of it, but the real act is kind of interacting with the audience and, you know, being quick and the comebacks and all of that. And so
you're phenomenal at it.
I love that stuff. Howie Mandel's great at that as well.
Howie's very, very good. And in the, you know, in the judge cuts and in the first rounds, because they pre-tape those ones. So a lot of the banter went on for a very long time. And I just kept thinking, what are they going to actually show on the you know, they cut out a lot of stuff.
Really? And,
well, they have to. I mean, they've only got a certain amount of time. But really, that is the act, you know? So it was kind of funny going on the show and people were like, is he really German?
Right.
You know, I'm like, what are people watching here?
Can you divulge if you're really German or not?
Well, Matt might be different, but Hans might be different.
I'm talking about Matt.
Well, Karen Lee, like every good piece of art, I say it's up to your interpretation.
Oh.
and just listening to his accent might give you a hint.
Yeah, well, there is that.
Well, I mean, have you ever visited Australia?
I have visited Australia. In fact, I'm visiting there right now in my kitchen.
Oh.
Matt, we might be coming to Australia later this year.
Get out. Are you really?
We might. Yeah. And so, what is the dating scene like in Australia? And did you find it was different in America?
Well, I think for gay people, it is very different in America. So I live in Adelaide, which is actually quite a small city.
No way. Oh my God, my daughter's best friend was living in Adelaide for a
while.
So we'll talk later.
I probably know her. That's how small this place is. It's like,
oh, wow.
So I think being gay and being in Adelaide, first of all, you know, being gay, the dating pool is a lot smaller or automatically. Then being in a small town, it's like smaller again. So now that I'm kind of in my early 30s, darling, you know, I have kind of maybe met most of the gays in Adelaide. So
you got to move on to Sydney, baby.
Well, indeed. Well, exactly. Sydney is the gay capital of the Southern Hemisphere. I think San Francisco still tops Adelaide.
Oh, I had no clue.
Sydney. Yeah. But in America, that was interesting. There were, especially in LA, you know.
Yeah. Did you end up going out in West Hollywood?
I sure did.
Oh, boy. Did both of you guys come out together, Matt and Hans?
No. Hans only comes out when he's being paid now.
Oh.
That is a special performance.
Correct.
So did you find that it was a different culture in terms of the way people approach each other or their openness to like either just chat or hook up?
I think so. I think because it's quite an international city, you know, people are just used to striking up a conversation over there. Here, it's very kind of cliquey, you know, people stick to their own groups. They're a bit kind of afraid to go up to a stranger.
Are you on like any dating apps like Tinder or Grindr?
I was on the Grindr for a little while, but this is the thing because I'm living in a small town. Grindr here is like using Facebook. You just kind of see all your friends on there, and it's like, oh hey, what are you doing? Why don't we go to a movie tonight? You know, so it's like. But really, and this is going to sound really, really lame, this last year has been so crazy and I've been working really, really hard. I really haven't been thinking about any kind of dating or any kind of situation like that for about a year.
And have you found that people are more interested in hooking up with you or being in relationships with you given your newfound success?
I think I'm finding the opposite.
Wild. They don't want anything
kidding?
To do with you.
They were like, oh man, he's too out there.
Yeah. I mean, did you see what I was doing on the show, darling?
I feel like that you had a great persona.
You know, this is an interesting point, and I've spoken, there's I don't know if you're familiar with a drag queen named Courtney Act. She was on RuPaul's Drag Race. She's Australian. And this is a conversation we've had, is that, you know, if you're, I mean, a lot of drag queens will say it's hard to date when guys know that you do drag or you do anything kind of a little bit not, you know, not mask for mask, that it's kind of off-putting. It does become difficult.
Oh, interesting. That is pretty wild. I that is not what I would guess, actually.
Right, I think for straight people, they think, oh yeah, it's so much fun, and everybody's, you know, look at how much fun we have. Yeah. Everybody can do each other's makeup, and there's so much glitter, and da-da-da-da. No, in the gay world, it's like, you know, the real thing is they want you to kind of present masculine, and that's really the aim and everything. And, you know, if you log on to Grindr, the standard joke is no fats, no femmes, no Asians. People actually put that on their profile. It's outrageous.
No way.
And I know. You think for a community who is, you know, striving for equality and acceptance, that there would be a little bit more of that within its own community.
Yeah. I mean, also, just given, like, the stereotype of gay men as, like, these feminine, like, you know, very flamboyant, like, that's kind of like the... When people imitate gays on TV or something like that, that's what they'll go to. But you're telling me that it's mainly a man who actually wants someone who's even more like a very masculine man.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
That's so fascinating to me.
But Cameron, don't worry. I still like you no matter what you are.
I actually thought like it would be the opposite. I would think like you being a celebrity would be like you get these like groupies after you.
I think it depends. I think that the demographic of people who are watching America's Got Talent. Well, it's a lot of young people who watch AGT.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that plays.
Because if it was older, you guys would still be on.
Well, maybe, darling.
So your mom really does make your costumes.
She really does make my costumes.
So has she always been supportive of you playing this character?
100%. I mean, maybe she, if she has had reservations, she's never told me. But, you know, it's quite an experience to be in a fabric store with your mother and have her going, maybe we could do like a Madonna cone bra. And I just kind of sometimes step back and think, When she had a son, did she think 30 years later that these are the conversations she'd be having in the, you know, in the sequin department of Joanne's Fabrics?
Like, I kind of relate to that, though. I relate to the fact that, you know, I'm always like talking about like, oh, Cam, what do you think about this vibrator? Or this lube, you know?
My mom and I do not have that kind of a relationship. We do not.
Is hilarious.
Yeah, we don't really talk about the dating scene or, you know, boyfriends or anything. Well, mainly because there has been so little action that there's nothing to talk about.
Did you have any sex talk with her growing up or no?
No, I didn't really.
So your education just came from your experience?
My education came from, yes. It just kind of, I think, you know, it's like learning to ride a boy. Once you learn, you never forget.
Oh, and with that, line. I think that we should end this. No, we actually do have another. We actually have another conversation, another question that we always ask,
yes.
Which is, have you ever walked in on a parent having sex, or have they walked in on you having sex?
No, neither, neither, so far.
Hopefully it never happens.
It could be a new goal.
I hope it doesn't, but yeah.
So, Matt, where can people find you and follow you to see your wonderful, hilarious work?
Oh, my God, Cameron, I would never use this opportunity to promote myself. I'd never be so tacky. I'd never be so shameless to say, go and log on to hansofficial.com or follow me at Accordion Hans on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. I'd never do that.
We don't either. We never plug ourselves as well. But we are going to be doing a little video that will be on our YouTube channel and probably on your platforms as well, so people can see what you actually look like, because I think not being able to see you is very frustrating for most people right now.
But you are, he is quite a spectacle to behold. So,
well, and I have to say, AGT is a weird beast, but one of the big highlights is meeting all the wonderful people, and you guys were absolute pleasure that week that we spent together. Aww. And Karen Lee, have raised a very lovely boy. You should be very proud of yourself.
Thank you. I am very proud of him.
Thank you very much, man. Yeah. It was great chatting with you.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Aww. We will chat with you soon.
Okay. Bye.